sagt Temed, water that has grape seeds soaked in it, which can ferment and become wine, that has not yet fermented, may not be purchased with Miser Sheni money. Such money may not be used to purchase water, and would make a mikvah possible if it fell into it, and the mikvah was at that time deficient of what he saw. Once it has fermented, it may be purchased with Miser Sheni money, and would not make a mikvah possible, as would be the case of wine, as long as it does not change the color of the water in the mikvah. Mishnah continues, brothers who have not yet divided their father's estate, and are therefore partners in the estate, when they are obligated to add a kolboin, then they are part of him giving animal meiser. And when they are chayiv to give animal meiser, they are part of him having to pay the kolban. Fact the Gemara, whose view does our Mishnah follow? Our Mishnah seems not to follow Rabbi Yehuda or the Rabbanon of the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, if someone pours water over grape residue and takes out exactly as much water as he put in, he's part of him giving meiser on that. Rabbi Yehuda says he's chayiv. Neither of them seem to differentiate between based on whether or not the mixture has fermented. And if the Gemara of Nachman and Rabbi Bar Avuha said the machloik is in that Mishnah is only when the mixture has already fermented. And our Mishnah follows the view of Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yosef Chanina said, also said the machleik is in that Mishnah is only where the mixture has already fermented. Zakmar of Nachman and Rabbi Avuha said if Temed was purchased using Maaser Sheni money and the Temed later fermented, the Temed gets the status of Maaser Sheni because since it has now fermented, we say that retroactively at the time of the purchase was considered to be wine. Zakmar, based on this, how would we explain our Mishnah that says Temed may only be purchased with Maaser money if it was first fermented? We should say that since most Temed ferments, when it's not in front of us, we should allow it to be purchased with Maaser money. The Rabbi said the case of the Mishnah is where the Temed was left in a cup and it did not ferment. That's why we can't follow the Rav. Another Teretz Rav said the Mishnah follows Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, who says regarding other liquids that fall into a mikveh that we follow the appearance. If it still looks like water, we can treat it like water. Here too, regarding Temed, he would say that we follow the appearance and taste. Therefore, before the Temed ferments, it's considered to be water and therefore may not be purchased with Maaser Sheni money. And after it ferments, it's considered to be wine and may be purchased with Maaser Sheni money. Rav Nachman's explanation of the machleik between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbanon, that the machlekes is where the temed had already fermented, argues on Rabbi Lazar, who says that even Rabbi Yehuda agrees that one may not give meiser for temed from other temed unless the temed he's taking meiser for has already fermented. Rabbi Lazar holds that the machlekes is regarding temed that has not yet fermented. In that case, Rabbi Yehuda requires taking meiser, but only from a temed mixture for itself, because taking from another place for this mixture may cause someone to take meiser from something that is chayiv for something that is potter, or vice versa. Marissa the Brisa says, Temed that became Tomei and has not yet fermented may be put into contact with mikvah water and will become tar like the halacha of water. Once it has fermented, it cannot be made tar in this way. Rava said this method of making it tar only works if the Temed was made with tar water and then became Tomei. However, if the Temed was made with Tomei water, it cannot be made tar in this way. Rav Gavi of Ksil went and repeated this to Rav Ashi, who said the logic to say that it cannot be made tar if the Temed was made with water that was ready Tomei is because the water is heavier and sinks to the bottom. Fruit juice stays on top. So that when the mixture touches the mikvah water, it's only the fruit juice that's touching the mikvah water. However, based on this, the same thing should be said when tar water was used and the mixture then became tamei. Rather, it must be that it's mixed well. If so, so there should be no difference whether the water that was used to make the temed was tar at that time or tamei at that time. Zuck the next Mishnah, wherever a father has the right to sell his daughter, meaning she's not near a naira, he has no right to collect the penalty for someone who has raped her. Whenever a father does have the right to collect the penalty, he has no right to sell her. Zuck Rabbi Yehuda and Rav said this is the view of Rav Meir. However, the Rabbanim say that even when he has the right to sell her, he also has the right to collect the knas. This is based on a brisa. The brisa says a ketana until she brings shtei saris, meaning until she's a naira, may be sold by her father, but her father has no right to collect the knas for her for someone who's ma'anas her. From when she brings shtei saris until she's a begaris, which is 6 months after becoming an ara, the father does get the penalty, but he has no right to sell her. This is the view of Rav Meir, who would say that when there's a right to sell her, there's no right to the knas. When there's a right to the knas, there's no right to sell her. The Chum say a father collects the knas for a ketana from the age of 3 years old until she's a begaris, even when there's a right to sell her as well. Zuck, the next Mishnah, wherever miun may be done, chalitza may not be done. Because the ketana can't do chalitza. Wherever chalitza may be done, miun may not be done. Zuck, the Rabbi Yehuda named Rav said this is the view of Rav Meir, but the Rabbanan say, hold. Rabban hold that miyun can be done when chalitza is done. Mara says it's based on a brisa where Rabbi Meir says that miyun may only be done before a girl brings Jay Cyrus while she's still a ketana. Rabbi Yehuda says she may do miyun until the hairs have become long and dark, which is at a later stage, which is ready during nairus. And therefore he holds that an early stage naira can do miyun and can do chalitza. So after the next Mishnah, wherever the tekiah is sounded to signify the start of Shabbos, there is no havdalah made if Yom Tov is on a Friday. Wherever havdalah is made, the tekiah is not done. The first half is explained as follows, after the Mishnah. If Yom Tov falls on a Friday, we do sound the tekiah to signify the onset of Shabbos, but we will not make havdalah for the departing Yom Tov. The second half is explained as follows. If Yom Tov falls on a Sunday, we make havdalah for the departing Shabbos, but we will not sound the tekiah for the onset of Yom Tov. what Havdalah is made when Yom Tov follows Shabbos, we say Hamavdim and Kodesh to Kodesh. Rav Deitzer says we say Bein Kodesh Chomer to Kodesh Kal. Fact the Gemara, how do we blow the shofar before Shabbos when Yom Tov is Friday? So Rabbi Yehuda said we'd blow a tekiah and then a trua within the tekiah, meaning a trua with no pause after the tekiah. Rabbi Asi said we blow a tekiah and then a trua in the same breath, although with a pause. Rabbi Asi practiced like his view in Hutzal. Fact the Gemara says that when Yom Tov falls on Friday, we only blow a tekiah before Shabbos, not a trua. This presumably means that there's no trua blown at all. Mar says Rabbi Yehuda would explain this to mean that we don't blow a trua with a pause, rather we blow without a pause. Rabbi Asi would explain this to mean that we don't blow a trua in its own breath. Mishnah then said, "Ubemoytzayu Shabbos v'chulu." Where is the special phrase added? Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Nachman say it's said at the conclusion of the bracha. Rav Sheshi, the son of Rav Idi, said it's also said in the beginning of the bracha, but we don't pass like him. Mishnah then said, "Rabbi Doisa Omer v'chulu." Mar says we do not pass like Rabbi Doisa. Rav Zeir said when Yom Tov falls out during the week in the Havdalah that we make when the Yom Tov is over, we say Amal v'Kodesh Chol Ben Ardo Chayishu Ben Yisraelam Ben Yom Shvi L'Sheis Me'Masa. Even though it's not actually the time of Yom Shvi L'Sheis Me'Masa, it's not Motzei Shabbos. Still, we say this anyway because we're listing the different forms and examples of separations that we find. Hanalach Perak Hakol Shoichten.